The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the Daily Kitzer Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzer365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Rafael Schneider.
We'll begin Simen Kuf Yud 110, Dini HaLisha V'Afiyas HaMatzis, the laws of kneading and baking the matzis. Sif Aleph, Taner She'af of a Chametz, an oven that was baked in a Chametz, K'sheroita Lefes by Matzis, when it wants to bake it in Matzis, Tzarech Lach Shiroi, Ayde Libet B'ur. One is required to kasher the oven, to make it halachically permissible through a purging process, which is done with a heat, an extreme heat of a fire, or sometimes the heat of coals. The hainu lahasikai kol kach, the heat of the oven, that is the heat of the oven so much, ad shei nitzaitzu nitozim menu, until sparks are emitted from it. Anything less than this, anything short of this, does not heat up the walls of the oven enough and is not considered Liban Gomer, full Liban. One has to be careful that the coals that you're using for this, they didn't have blow torches in those times, the coals that you're using for this extreme heat are laid across the entire floor of the oven. It's the correct thing to sweep and to clean the oven well after this heating has been undertaken, and then to wait, not to bake the matzis right away. Until the oven has a chance to cool a little bit. And then one can go back and to heat it up again for the baking of the matzis. And not right away after the liban process was done. Why? Explains Aruch HaShulchan that perhaps there was some chametz in the oven, and now that chametz is going to be used for the baking of the matzah, and after the time the chametz is already prohibited, one is not allowed to get pleasure from the chametz. And therefore one should make sure that the chametz is fully burnt, one doesn't get any pleasure from it, and then to heat the oven again. Another practical problem is that if you are heating the oven for your matzahs, if it's too extreme, then the matzahs will get charred, and they won't come out properly. So a person then would hold back a little bit and not heat the oven to its fullest. And therefore, the Paiskim, the decisors of law, advise us not to make it one heating for both the kashering and for the baking. Do it two times. First kasher it, let it cool, and then heat the oven again for the baking of the matzahs. On a practical level, it's very hard for ovens today to be kashered in such a manner. To use charcoal is very impractical unless the oven walls could withstand such heat. Certainly in ovens in the houses, they're not designed, unless they're self-cleaning, for such extreme heat. And therefore charcoal or blowtorch to kasher an oven would be very impractical. Those that are more of an industrial size and are made for more extreme heat, then perhaps one could kasher the oven with either charcoal or a blowtorch, and that would be a method of turning a chametz stick oven into a Pesach oven. Sif Beis. Yesh Noyagin instead of trying to kasher the bottom of the oven, some have a custom to spread out across the floor of the oven a new floor, karka chadasha, in order that they shouldn't have to kasher it through heating the oven, it's much easier just to put down a new floor. Shachomet habalua begagoy v'chiraisav, any chomet that's absorbed in the roof of the oven or in the walls of the oven, one doesn't require charcoal laid across the roof and the walls. Rather, hu niflat ayidei libun me'ashal heves shemasik and lafias hamatzis. That chomet that's in the walls and in the roof will come out through the libun, through the heating of the flame, when one lights up the oven for baking matzahs. And therefore, with simply putting down a new karka, a new floor, one has solved a very challenging part of kashering the oven. Uminig yafahu, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. It's a very good custom. Uvilvad, sheyatucha yisai v'karka ove. As long as one spreads out, one lays down a thick floor, cha'avi etzva, about the thickness of a finger, a yaiser, al pnei kulay, across the entire floor of the oven. Avatuach mu'ad in a mayal klum. But just to put down, spread out, a small, very thin floor, that doesn't help at all, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. The Chavetz Chaim brings in his Sefer Bir Halacha, which is in the Mishnah Berurah, that the Prima Gadim, one of the great Paiskim, held that even less than an etzba, even less than the finger's breadth, is mutter, and therefore, when one needs to, one could perhaps rely on this Prima Gadim. Sif Gimel. Ein loshen bein oises amatzes elevayis makoira. One should not need and make the matzes only in a house that has a roof. However, others bring down in the name of the Daki Moshe, the Moshe Isilis, that you can knead outside as long as it's in the shade. Continues the Kitzer, V'loi cheneged chaloyin basuach, and not opposite an open window. We're talking in this situation where there's no glass window pane. One should not knead his matzah there. Afilu, continues the Kitzer, im eina chama zerecha shama, even if there's no sun shining through the window. Why? The place can bring down that we're worried that perhaps, even if the sun is not there, perhaps the day will turn cloudy and the heat of the sun penetrates parts of the house that the sun has already passed by. The sun is not there anymore. It's not shining through the window. But the heat created by the clouds that distribute the heat of the sun in places where it's not shining could hasten the leavening process. The Aruch HaShulchan writes in a practical manner that a person should see, is this open window creating a cool breeze in his room? Or is it creating more extreme heat? And sometimes you just have to test each situation to see what is more practical for avoiding a hastening, a quickening of the chametz process. Continues the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Avol im hachalenes ne'ulais. However, if the windows are closed, v'yesh bahen zechuchis, mutter. However, if there's a window pane, a glass window pane, then it is permitted to knead in such a room. Im eina chama zerecha shama. As long it's mutter, as long it's permitted, as long as there's no sun shining directly through the window. Avol im chama zerecha shama. But if the sun is shining through the glass window pane, lo mahani chalon zechuchis, then we say the window pane does not help. El etzarek lifreis viloin bimkayim zrichas achama. One is required to spread out a shade opposite in the place where the sun is shining. V'chein zrichin lizoyer, and so one has to be careful. Shelo yabayas musuk b'chom. A person has to be very careful that the place that he's kneading and making the matzahs should not be too hot, should not have extreme heat in it. It should be well ventilated. And if there's sun shining in, one should make sure to spread something out that does not allow the sun to come through. In general, people cover over the windows to make sure that at any time of the day, the sun will not shine into the room where they're making the matzahs. Sif Dalet. In Loshen Isa Gedoyla Yosim Yishir Chala. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one should not need a dough that's larger than the Shir Chala. So the first thing we have to talk about is what is the Shir Chala? So Chala is a mitzvah of the Torah to give a kayin, a portion of the dough that's created from one of five grains: wheat, barley, spelt, rye, or oats. And when one makes the dough, or sometimes one bakes the item, one is required from the Torah to give a portion to the kayin. Today, we do not give a portion to the kayin. Rather, we take off about a kazayas worth, an alv's worth, and we burn it, sometimes a little bit larger. However, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, the size that one is required, the size that demands one take off challah, which is a shear in the Torah called an isarin, a tenth of an epha, which is 43 1/5 eggs worth, that size is about the largest size that one should need at one time. Because the Poskim are telling us that more than that, it's hard to get to all the parts of it when you're needing it. And you may concentrate on one part, but the other part will go unneeded and perhaps will begin to rise. And therefore they said not to need such a large piece of dough at one time. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, v'tayv l'mayit, it's best to have a small piece, not to have such a large piece. In general, the amount of flour that one uses, that one is required to take challah from, is usually, the Chazon Ish said, it's 2.25 kilogram, but it could be even less than that. And in practical sense, we who measure in pounds, if you have a dough with 5 pounds of flour, one makes a brach on challah. 3 pounds of flour, one is required to take off challah, but not make a bracha. However, the Chazon Ish advised that when it comes to this halacha, one should try to use smaller pieces of dough, because it's very difficult to knead the entire thing in one time. And therefore, the Chazon Ish told somebody in a letter that it's best not to knead more than 1 kilogram of dough at one time, which is less than 2.5 pounds of flour. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Kishiru Ravoseinu Zichroinu Lebracha, because the Rabbanan may their name be for a blessing, said that Shema Isa Gedoyla Yosem Yishir Chala, that if the dough is larger than a Shir Chala, I Efshir Lasing Boyim Pamachas, it's impossible for a person to be busy with it at one time. Some part of it is going to get left out, and that might turn to chametz. V'chelak mimena munach b'lo esek, and a portion of it is going to be left without having the person who's needing it being busy with it. V'yesh lochosh pen tischametz, and one could be concerned, or should be concerned, lest it become chametz. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Tafnun Vav that if a person did make a piece of dough, he needed dough that was larger than the Shir Challah, even though it was the wrong thing, still it's kosher b'di'eved. That if one made it, it still remains kosher, because the Chazal tell us that a piece of dough has to sit for a shear meal, which is, according to most Paiskim, 18 minutes, without being kneaded, without moving it around, and that will allow the leavening process to start. But since one has not left the dough for 18 minutes, so therefore, even if a person kneaded a piece of dough that was larger than the shear challah, it was improper, but it does not make the dough chametz. Im losh isa raka, continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if a person kneaded isa raka, which is dough, which is more liquidy, which is softer, lo yaseh ba kemach la'avaysa, one should not add flour to thicken it up. We're worried that perhaps a portion of the flour that's added will not properly mix in, and therefore it might perhaps become chum. If that flour does not then become kneaded properly, perhaps the matzah that was created will fall in a soup, some sort of liquid, and become chametz. The Be'er Heitev says that if lamaisa, if in truth, a person did put in such flour, it does not make the matzah aser, prohibited. But a person should be careful not to put it in any liquid. And what if it fell into liquid by accident? Still, we don't say that the matzah was turned into chametz. It doesn't prohibit the matzah. Now, the Mishnah Berurah and others bring down that this shear of challah, the shear of putting, of using and kneading only something that's about 43 1/5 eggs worth, is only in earlier times, when there weren't so many people being busy at one time, kneading and putting together, arranging the matzah, rolling out the matzah, and baking the matzah. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that those who want to be lenient today and say that today the process is a more efficient process, that's only if you understand that the problem with using a larger piece of dough is that it will sit without being worked over before the baking takes place. Because since it takes time to take the dough and then to roll it out and then to create the matzah and then to put it in the oven, and the ovens weren't large enough to hold many matzahs, so it might sit for a long period of time. But if the prohibition of having a piece of dough that's larger than the shir challah is because it doesn't knead well, that doesn't matter whether you have a lot of people or a few people. Even if you have a lot of people who are busy with the matzah, who are busy trying to help the whole process take place quickly, that only helps from going to from the dough into the oven. But it doesn't help in the kneading of the dough. If one person is kneading the dough, it still will be a challenge for even people today to knead something that's larger than the shir challah. And therefore, many are still strict. Many still say one should not, even on a practical level, one should not knead dough that's larger than the shir challah. The Aruch HaShulchan has a kasha, though. He says the lechem upon him, the loaves that sat on the table in the Beis HaMikdash, the temple, they were 2 esrainim, not just 1 esrain. They were twice the size of the shir challah. Why weren't they worried that it would turn into chametz? The lechem aponim, as they're called, the showbreads, they were not allowed to be chametz. But yet they used dough that was two esrainim. The Aruch HaShulchan answers that again, the kehanim, they were zrizim, they were zealous, they were quick. And they would never let the matzah turn to chametz. They must have had some method of not allowing even such a large piece of dough to turn into chametz. And therefore they, and they alone, were allowed to use something so large and allowed to knead something so large because it would not reach a shear of chametz under their watch. Now what about today, when much of the matzah that's made is made by machine? The Marsham and the Divrei Malkiel, they wrote about machine matzahs, that the matzahs are not only baked in an oven that has a machine mechanism, but they're also kneaded by a machine mechanism. And therefore, the question arose, perhaps the matzahs, the dough that's made by machine, can be kneaded better than by hand. And one could be lenient to use even a piece of dough that's larger than the sheer challah. These Paiskim wrote that since the teeth of this machine, even if they're not constantly and every single moment working over every part of the dough, but it's constantly switching. One time it's working this side of the dough, and the next second the other side, and therefore the dough is constantly moving, constantly being squished by the machine, and therefore it's not a problem to have a piece of dough that's larger than the sheer challah if the machine is working it, because the machine makes sure that no part of the dough sits for any extended period of time, and it is mutter to use a piece of dough that's larger than the sheer challah. However, one should be careful not to allow more than the sheer meal, more than the 18 minutes between the time that the dough is kneaded and until it reaches the oven. Continue the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Hey, Sif Hey, Lo Yidchak Es HaKemach Teichamida. One should not press down the flour into the measuring cup. Ki Yesh Lachlash, because it's what there's to be concerned, Shelo Yehei Nilash Yafeh, that it won't knead well. If it's too compressed, then perhaps some of the flour will not mix with the water well, not knead well, and then when it falls into the water later on, it will become chametz. V'yishar b'secha matzah mashu kamach, and it will remain inside the matzah a little bit of kamach, a little bit of flour that was never mixed well and never turned into dough. Ukshiyav yachak b'savshel yischametz, and when it falls into a tavshel, a cooked dish that has some sort of liquid, yischametz, it will turn into chametz. Gam yizaru, should also be careful. Shlelaniach as a kemach samach l'mayim, one should not leave the flour that's going to be used for the matzahs next to water. That it should not fall any of the dust of the flour into the water. And so too, the person whose job it is to measure out the flour, he shouldn't come close not to the dough and not to the water. B'toyv lizoyer, and it's best to be careful, shloi laniach es hayad al kemach, shloi letzorich. One should not leave his hand on the flour for no reason at all. Ki ayad mechameves ketzas. Because as the hand sits there, it could perhaps heat up the kamach, perhaps heat up the flour, and then when the flour is mixed in, a warmer flour does not wait the full 18 minutes till it turns to chametz. The chametz process, the leavening process, could be hurried, and therefore we have what to be concerned about if it's warmed up. Siv vav. Hakli shaloshin bay. The vessel that one needs in it, Srichin lahashkiach, one has to be careful, one has to be meticulous, shalo yehevay shom nekev asedek, that if there's no hole in it, no crack in it, shayuchol lishar shom ma'asho isa, that we can remain in such a hole, or in such a crack, a little piece of dough, and then, after the shear meal, the shear of 18 minutes, the tzis chametz, and it will turn into chametz, and then perhaps it will come out into the next batch of dough, and make the next matzah chametz. The Mogen Avraham writes that the minig, the custom, is to use for your kneading a copper vessel, even though one is not supposed to use a klina chayshis, a copper vessel for drawing mayim shalonu, because it warms the water. But the Maharam Shik said, the Maharam Shik explains that one should not use, or many are accustomed not to use pottery, klicheres, because they're concerned if they knead too hard, it might crack. So therefore, this copper vessel is very sturdy, and it's good for the kneading process. So from drawing Maya Shalano, we don't use it, but for kneading, says the Magen Avraham, it is something very practical to use. Continues the Kitzer, V'lo yaniach hakli b'shas lisha al karim l'chsosis, and one should not leave the kli, the vessel, the time of the kneading, on top of pillows, or on top of mattresses, or other kinds of blankets, pen yischamim, lest it become warm from underneath, from the pillow that's around it, or the cover that's around it. Not only shouldn't you not use a pillow or a cover, or some sort of mattress underneath, you also, brought down by the Paiskim, not to use even any kind of wool piece of clothing, even though one should not use any kind of clothing, cloth, made of wool underneath the kli, underneath the vessel used for kneading, still it does not prohibit, if one did, and one discovered it afterwards, it does not prohibit this dough from being used for matzahs. V'yizarish la'achar kol yudches minutin regoyim, that a person should be careful that after every 18 minutes, yinake es hakli heitev, that he will clean the kli, the vessel, well, v'gam yirchatz yodav heitev, and he'll also wash his hands very well. The paiskim, the size of law, they bring down that from the Rambah, that even between each Isa, even between each clump of dough, a person should clean out the Kalim. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the custom is to wash before the culmination the completion of every 18-minute period. Continues the Kitzur, V'chein Hadapim V'aitzim, and so too the boards and the wooden rolling pins, Shemegalgal Behem, that you roll with them, Yashkichu Alehem, you should be careful with them. Shaloyehem and Shemus Nekev, I said that there should be no hole or no crack. Again, no dough should gather there. Ulechol apochus la'achar kol yudches minutin yinaku ha'isam etev. At the very least, after every 18 minutes, you should do a good cleaning of them. V'chein ha'kelim sheminakvin b'hen. And so too the kelim, the vessels that are used to create the holes that we see in the matzahs. Shelo ye'aleim afilu mashu isa. There should not be on them even a bit of dough. V'gam hamardeh. And so too the peel, the baker's shovel, shemachnisa v'yas hamatzis l'secha tanur, that with them we put the matzis inside the oven. Srichim l'hashkiach, we have to be careful, shelo yehevay shem sedek, that in the marida there's no crack, shelo yikonaz by k'tas isa v'yas chametz, that no dough could get inside and become chametz. Sometimes it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah that sometimes, and in the Shulchan Aruch and Tufnun Tes, that sometimes if the dough is a bit soft, it could cling to the mardeh, and one has to be careful to clean off the marida from any lingering dough. Siv Zayin, if nafal l'soicha isa, is a davar charif. If anything sharp or pungent fell inside the dough, kagayin melach, either salt, or savolin, or other spices, or sidchai, or fresh lime, afilu mashahu, even a very little bit, v'nilash b'soicha, didn't just stay on the surface, but it got kneaded inside. Kol ha'isa asura mishun d'mischamemes shum. The entire clump of dough is prohibited because it warms there. It creates extra warmth inside the dough and it hurries the leavening process, and we're concerned that the dough might become chametz long before normal dough becomes chametz. Even though the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch says that any salt that falls in prohibits the dough, the Bir Halacha, the Chametz Chaim, in his Sefer on the side of the Mishnah Berurah, writes that with our salt and with just a little bit that got mixed in, one, if one needs to be, could be lenient. Continues the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. V'mnimtza b'secha isa garin tavua. If one finds inside the dough a kernel of grain, yitol mina isa cha'avi etzva, one should take, together with the kernel, one should take an etzba's worth, a finger's worth of dough, saviv legarin v'yashlich, that surrounds the garin, and you take the garin out together with an etzba's worth, a finger's worth of dough, v'hashar mutter. It says the Kitzur, the rest of the dough is mutter. In Shulchan Aruch it says only a kernel of grain that's already opened up, has already broken open, it's begun to leaven. But Mishnah Berurah says that one should be careful even if it became soft. It hasn't yet opened, it hasn't yet split. Even if the kernel's soft, one has to be strict. There's a machlaikas, there's a disagreement in the Shulchan Aruch, in Tav Samach Zayin, Simen 467, that, let's say you find chametz, you find this garin, this kernel, inside a matzah. So, what is the whole matzah becomes aser? Or only kedei netila, only this etzba's worth, this finger's worth. The Ramah writes that the entire matzah becomes aser on Pesach. However, if it's not a open kernel, it's only a soft kernel, then the Mishnah writes that you could be lenient and only take a kedei netila. You could only have to take off an etzba's worth. If it's an open kernel, so then one has to take off the entire matzah becomes aser. But if it's only a soft kernel, then one could be lenient and rely on the other opinions, and only prohibit a kedei netila's worth.